Coast Radio News for Friday, July 23rd, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Florence area business community celebrated the contributions of business during a very difficult time. Florence Area Chamber of Commerce chose to use several different categories for their annual CIUSLA Awards that highlighted the resilience, determination, and caring through what has been a difficult and unique period for Florence. The awards began with recognizing the future first citizen, Jessica South, which had been announced earlier this summer, and then recognized Steve Olnick as first citizen, recognizing his contributions to the community in banking and public service. The Grace Under Fire Award was presented to Darling's Marina and RV Resort. The Pivot Forward Award went to City Lights Cinemas. Brave New Business Award was Boba Flow. Young Entrepreneur was given to Kristen Goodman of the Wildflower Montessori School. Community Impact was given to Florence Habitat for Humanity. Safeguarding One Another Award to Three Rivers Casino Resort for their work in sanitizing and creating a safe environment for its customers. Helping Hearts went to the Soup Brigade Good Deed Project, headed up by Cindy Wabi and Kelly Hilden. There were a couple of special recognitions, including the Phoenix Rising Award presented to Oregon Pacific Bank, and Dave Cox accepted the Unsung Hero Awards for all the frontline workers that continued to work through the worst of the pandemic in order to ensure others had food and services. The Chamber Board of Directors also recognized their president and CEO, Bettina Hannigan, for her direction during the pandemic. And finally, the Stu Johnston Business of the Year Award went to the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County. The COVID-19 case count for the Florence area increased by 3 yesterday, bringing the all-time total to 292 cases. Lane County reported 50 new cases, and the state of Oregon reported 539 cases. The Oregon Health Authority says the number of hospital beds associated with the coronavirus also increased yesterday by 18, and there are now 39 individuals in the ICU. According to OHA data, Lane County is experiencing a 2.9% positivity rate among individuals tested for COVID-19, and the rate of spread is considered moderate in the county. Infections in Umatilla and Josephine County are considered widespread. Lane County's senior public health officer, Dr. Patrick Ludke, is warning individuals to make sure your pets are vaccinated for rabies. Lane County has experienced its fourth case of rabies in bats this year, which Ludke says is unusual. While the latest case is a Eugene case, he says it's important that humans and pets should stay clear of bats and be aware that their feeding times are in the hour before through the hour after dusk. Ludke warns that bats are a critical part of the ecosystem and should not be targeted or proactively killed. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, July 23rd, 2021.